Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
There is no life I know Welcome to the Play Experience. I am Ombasa Sofera. I thank you for joining me. I thank you for returning to the playground, always being ready to play, to passionately love and appreciate you. This is a wonderful day to be alive. Love is in the air. Pure imagination. You heard George Gorillaz with that beautiful piece. You can find his wonderful music on evzonemusic.com. We thank him for that. We've been having a wonderful time here on the playground. I've had my very special comrade in love, Ade Anifer Woche, life coach Ade, here on the playground with me for the past few weeks. Since before the new season of retreat and acceptance into our good rolled in, the winter solstice season. This winter season that brings with it the unique opportunity to go within and retreat. To identify what just might be holding you back on your life. And so many people are dealing with this moment where change, we happen to look at it and really allow ourselves to stare it in the eye without fear, without resistance, because it's futile. Our persistence, our desire to be free, our desire to be fully passionate, card-carrying, creator, abundant beings, is moving beyond the fears. We are having to have a love that's stronger than our fears. I thank you today again for joining us because it's in this moment, where we can allow that fertile place, that fertile space of pure imagining of what is really possible for our lives. Ade and I were revisiting subjects that deal with our life and well-being, topics such as forgiveness, abundance, gratefulness, appreciation, releasing the need to make excuses for not having what we want to see in our lives, you know? It's a time. We spoke a lot about the still point and how important it is to allow this space of wonder and grace to take a very special place in our lives, you know? We discussed how the breath is the one most precious commodity that we have. And how we have this beautiful, unique, and tremendous opportunity to stop now from taking in this breath. This breath that we take so much for granted. We have this really awesome opportunity right now to in fact begin to use this blessed gift. Not wasting any opportunity, but taking full advantage of the opportunity to appreciate this breath. You know, when we fully start understanding it and appreciating this gift from our Creator, things that we might normally let pass by, they cannot pass by right now. So I ask you, what fears are sharing your living space in the recesses of your mind? What fears do you have right now? What's holding you back? Think about it. Think about it. Where do you want to be? Are you where you want to be? If not, why? Just a moment. Just a moment to just ponder that. Think about the ailments, if any, that you have in your mind, your body, your heart. Anything spiritual that you're finding as an issue? Physical? Any relationship issues, perhaps? Think about it. Ask yourself, if my life could be perfect right now, this very hot red moment, what would it look like? So, right here on this playground, I have decided that I will offer you some meditations each week this month, or until I'm instructed to stop doing so. My trust here is that you will find relief. Release, renewal, rejuvenation, you know? In this moment to rejoice that you even possess these gifts. I'm just here assisting in remembering. This is what we all must do. And speaking of remembering, I'm remembering my good and wonderful comrade, Amoja, who's on the other side smiling right now. This very special day. And he is very special. He's the first one who ever mentioned to me back in 1995 about the vital importance of this ability to heal with the breath. You know, I took it in. It resonated with me. But I didn't really do, or I wasn't allowing myself to really be with it, even though when it happened for me, it worked. It for sure worked. But it's something about how we decide to take for granted all the things, all these beautiful gifts that's all around us, all of these offerings that the Creator provides. And this breath is probably the most unrecognized and cast to the side, so to say, gift. It is a powerful healer. Because as you breathe in and out, there's so much scientific evidence of this. And you can Google anything. So if you don't believe me, you can go and Google. But you do your own research, and that's another important thing, is that people, they tend to these days, and in past days, take anything that anyone says instead of researching. Research. Do your own search. Thank the creator that Google. You can Google anything, people. Anything. And so in this moment, if you only just make that perfect decision, that today is the first day of the rest of my life. Today is the day where I will, my name is, whatever your name is, and I will take my life into my own hands. I will take my love into my own heart and fill myself up. I will fill my cup up with this breath that is love, that is life. Without it, we are nothing. Because the spirit is the breath, so when it leaves the body, it's still spirit. It's still life, it's still love. So in deciding right now, it is a big responsibility. It's a big accountability to bring that power back to your soul. Give it back. Return. Return for the blessing. Return for the grace. Return for the new. They talk about retrograde. It's only returning for the grave. It's a blessing. People run, oh my God, it's getting ready to be Mercury retrograde. Well, get your mind right. Your brain is the access to divine intelligence. Your brain. I'm not talking about your mind necessarily, but you know. Yeah. I can't get into that debate. I'm a lover, not a fighter. But I will say that accessing all parts of your brain tunes you in to cosmic order, to the creator's space, that womb space. We call it the mind. Mind power, soul power, heart power, it's all one. So creating that access, breathing in, and lighting up all parts of your brain, letting the pineal light up, allowing it, your pituitary. These are parts, Google it. If you didn't get it in school, Google it. The pineal, the thalamus, the hypothalamus, the medulla, all of it is connected. The medulla is at the top of the spine. The spinal cord, it goes right down. The body is awesome. And the breath keeps it going and gets it right. So gratefulness I am today. I say how great thou art, creator. And I say how great thou art, Ompasa. I am thankful today. I am thankful. My name is Ompasa Sufira, and I am thankful. I am grateful and I am blessed. So I offer you these meditations in whatever sequence Spirit gives me to give them to you. Just stay tuned, stay tapped in, and stay turned on. So find yourself a comfortable space where you won't be disturbed, and just sit, lay, whatever is comfortable for you, and just allow yourself that deep breath. You know, now some people have a problem with breathing in and filling up their stomach like a baby breeze and blowing out slowly. Find your own way. If you want to breathe in through your nose and out through your nose, hey, whatever works for you, as long as you get there, it is about intention. The breath is going to do what the breath is going to do, and it's going to carry you through to where you need to go anyway. So, I'm just feeling the importance of this, and if after we're done and you still want to stay inside in your space and your still point, feel free to do so, you know, and revisit, or you can turn it off or revisit the meditation as needed later, you know. So with that, we'll be right back, and just get yourself really comfortable, and I look forward to going on a journey with you. Much love, and I'll see you shortly.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Think of the shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Think of the shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try. And if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Life Conversations. It's all about positivity. It's all about self-empowerment. It's all about Life Conversations.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Welcome back to the Play Experience, and this is your hostess with the mostest, Ambassador Sofira. And yes, we are about to embark on a small journey, but a journey nonetheless. So, you know that if you are driving, it is not feasible for you to do this meditation right now, but you can always come back at it. Just know that you can just go back and go to the archives and listen in and enjoy. So, those of you who are ready, let's take a magic carpet ride into your own consciousness. Just relax. Get in a place where you are very comfortable, where you will not be disturbed for these moments, and just enjoy. And as you relax, find yourself comfortable place, situate yourself, in a state of remembering. Ask yourself, what am I afraid of? What is holding me back in my life? What's keeping me from being happy with who I am? What is keeping me away from my goals, my dreams? What's holding me back from being my ultimate self? What am I holding on to from my past that's affecting my life right now? Keeping me from giving and receiving all the love I desire? Just let yourself be very relaxed right now, taking a deep breath in, holding it, blowing out. Simply feel yourself letting go at a deep level. This is your moment. Let go of everything outside and focus your energy inside yourself. Breathe slowly, slowly and deeply. And as you breathe, watch and follow your breath. Take this moment and let yourself go deeper and deeper. You are relaxing now, slowing down, and feeling real safe in this space. Your thoughts, all those thoughts are coming in less and less. You're in the now, moving very deliberately towards your still point. Breathe in, slow and deep. Somewhere above your crown, top of your head, emanating bright and wanting to merge into your brain is a peaceful, angelic energy. Let it in. Just let it in. You are safe. This is your space. With your eyes closed, look up and watch it slowly merge with your energy into your matrix. Breathe deep. scan your body. Look around with the inner eye. See what you see. Not analyzing, just free, just trusting. Relax even deeper. Even deeper. Let every part of your body just drop into relaxation. You're comfortable. Moving towards the very core of your being. The power point. The part of you that's always, forever with you. Always guiding you. Lighting the way. Feel this power. Your soul drawing into you its power, its strength. Pure light. Pure wisdom. Pure passion and purpose. You're now letting these qualities merge into your being. And in this space, at this deep, deep level, you're feeling mighty. And you're feeling peaceful. Just breathe. Relax. And breathe. Take your time. I invite you to repeat silently. The only limits in my life are the ones I create. I am the creator of my reality. Breathe deeply. Go deeper. I have what it takes to be happy. I have everything that I desire right here in this space. Breathe deeper. Go deeper. I have the power to create everything I desire in my life, because I deserve the life that I want. I am worthy of this life I want. Because I write
the rules. Breathe deeply. I love myself. I love myself and all others. I am willing to forgive myself and all others right now. I awake and go to sleep each day with abundant energy. I am love. I am light. I can do anything and everything I desire. Because I am in control of my life. Breathe in. I am in control of my life. I am letting go of what no longer serves me. I am the only one in charge of how I feel. I am able to focus in on my goals with sheer clarity. Breathe deeply. I am able to focus on my goals with sheer clarity. My life, and I am the creator of the love, the life, the joy, the abundance that I desire. I walk free. I am happy. I am healthy. I am whole. I am clear. I am free. Quietly. And as this angelic energy that has merged with you to assist you in accepting this in every part of your being, holding it, becoming it as one. Allow and be. I'll be quiet and allow you your freedom. Choose to stay in this place. Do that. If you choose to emerge, just know that this is a space, a place that you can get back to at a moment's notice. For those coming back, just breathe deeply and allow yourself to emerge at will, in your own power. Thank you for allowing me the privilege, the honor, the opportunity to be a part of your transformation today. I'm claiming with you the very best life that you were born to live. One full of abundance, love, peace, and joy. The
is Donbass Sofera. I wish you well. I thank the Creator for you. And I'll see you next time. Mombasa out. Thank you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.